some ways, the healing of the body is similar to the healing of the mind. If you were to fall when you're a child and skin your knee, depending on how bad it was, you'd clean it, maybe put some antibiotics on it, bend it, care for it, and over time, its own time, it would naturally heal as long as you provided the care that was necessary to allow that healing process to take place. So if you burn your hand, if you're cooking, depending on how bad it is, put some salve on it, protect it, care for it, and it will heal in its own time. Little bruises take less time. Little bumps and scrapes may have an initial pain, but it heals quickly on its own, just with a slight amount of attention from you. I think healing the hurts and pains of our mind are like that also. Some hurts heal very quickly. You barely have to do anything. It's just a slight sting. It releases the pain, heals itself in its own time, often very quickly. Other bigger hurts take more time, more care. And with time and care, they can also heal. If we know how to care for them. If I know how to provide that caring environment that can let those pains heal, then they will. Kind of like if I scraped my knee and then I kept picking off the scab, not caring for it, not putting on any antibiotics, but kept picking away, picking away, picking away. It could actually get worse. With my mind also, I could pick away, pick away, pick away at the hurt, deepening it, making it worse. Or I could be with it in a way that was more caring, more appropriate, and that hurt would be able to heal in its own time, in that more appropriate environment. Some pains take longer to heal than others. Some pains in an appropriate environment take longer to heal than other pains in an appropriate environment. are some pains, like were I to really hurt my leg and be left as it healed with a limp. And a pain that was now just part of my leg. Then I would have to learn how to live with that pain and care for it the best that I could. And do what I could to minimize the pain. But maybe not be able to remove it completely. In the psyche, the mind can have some pains like that also. Traumas, hurts, the loss of a child, traumatic experiences. Learn how to provide a caring environment for that particular hurt, to hold that particular hurt, to accept that hurt, whether it be physical or emotional. You learn how to not reject it, to simply be with it, to accept without pushing away. Physical environment is like this also. Your day-to-day environment. Some things about it you can fix. Some problems you can fix. Some irritants you can fix. And be with them in such a way that they disappear. Other situations that you can't fix, those situations you have to be with. In a way that is healing for you, non-rejecting. Holding, allowing, and giving space. Accommodating things that are not so easy, that you can't fix, can't make them go away. The only fix is in your way of being with them. Swamiji said that to be free, really, free in your knowledge. Your heart has to be as big as Ishwara. That really is Vairagya. That's the culmination of Vairagya, where I'm free enough to be with what is. To fix what can be fixed. Solve what can be solved. All the while being with what is. I can do that because I choose my own being. I choose the Atma, the wholeness of myself. Over everything else. Sure.